The state of morale in Jericho was going according to God's plan. Their hearts melted in fear. That doesn't sound like fun, does it? But Rahab didn't melt in fear. She made a conscious choice for God based upon the few facts she knew about him. Then by faith, she had to wait and depend on her new God to rescue her, to act on her behalf, to be good to her. She was waiting during each one of those 7 marching days, plus a few days before that, not knowing God's plan. And she had a house full of people with her, so she was feeding them, keeping them focused on possible rescue rather than destruction. That reminds me of the time hurricanes hit South Louisiana, where I grew up. My grandmother, aunts, uncles, and cousins would come to stay at our house for safety. The high winds would knock out the electricity. We never knew how long it would be out. We had to wait. Yet, while waiting, my mom had to somehow fix meals to feed all those people until they could return home. That was not easy. Most of us don't like to wait for God to work. And we certainly don't like what appears to be a no answer to our prayer. Be honest here. We may say to each other, God is good all the time. But do we really believe he is good when we get that no answer or that not yet answer to our prayer? The fact that God is good all the time is a key truth and something we can trust on our walk from fear to faith. Over the years, I've learned through personal Bible study and my faith walk that God's goodness has 3 aspects that apply to our times of fear and pain. The first one is, he is good even in the tough times. The second, he is good in different ways to each of us. And the third, he is good in what he allows or doesn't allow into our lives. Dear friends, we have a big God. Yet God may not choose to rescue you from everything that is threatening you. You may face what seem like insurmountable circumstances in your life. You may have to give up something that gives you security. You may be waiting for God to answer a desperate prayer. But in any and all situations, even in the waiting, you can count on the fact that God is good all the time, that he loves you, that he knows what is going on in your life, that he can do something about it, and you can trust his goodness in whatever he chooses to do.